Ciao a tutti, buonasera, sono Daniela Baiardi per Radio Gwendalyn e sono qua con un membro della band Slow Dive e iniziamo l'intervista. So, first of all, welcome to Switzerland. I hope everything is fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I've had a very nice day today.
Could you introduce yourself, what you play, whatever, and so on, please?
All right, my name is Rachel. I'm in a band, Slow Dive, obviously. I sing, I play a little bit of guitar and a little bit of keyboards and a little bit of tambourine and a bit of shaker. Jack of all trades, there you go. Master of none.
Thank you. Could you describe the music you make by a painting?
By a painting?
Yeah.
Oh, it would have to be an impressionist. It would have to be impressionist, wouldn't it? I think with multiple layers. Sometime, yeah, maybe the songwriting isn't that direct. Certainly isn't direct lyrically. It's more of a feeling and emotion, I think, with Slow Dive rather than straightforward pop songs.
Thank you. This is kind of like an ironic question, but I hope you understand it. Well, to my experience, when I hear your music, I sometimes cry, so I think it's normal.
Sorry
It's fine.
about
I get a lot of emotions out. And I wonder, do you know how many lakes or like how many liters of tears of your fans or people that heard your music? You know,
How many
have you
people?
made, yeah, how
Oh,
many liters
gosh,
of
I don't know. I don't know because we that pe there are quite often people that get very emotional at shows. That cry, I guess, and quite often in the front row, and I tend to feel slightly motherly towards these people because they're generally, well, I don't know, generally, a lot younger, sort of, early 20s and maybe younger, and obviously I'm in my mid 40s, so I'm old enough to be mum, so I feel quite maternal quite a lot of the time. And I quite often have to turn around and walk back to my amplifier in some of those moments because I'm very empathic towards people and towards, the way people are feeling, and I feel it a lot as well, so it can be quite hard. Yeah, a lot. I'd say it happens a lot.
So maybe you have filled about five lakes, we could say,
Yeah.
of tears? I
Oh,
don't
maybe, yeah, maybe. Don't know.
Approximately. So I'm gonna go straight forward to Primavera Sound 2014, when you guys all reunited and went back to playing live together and whatnot. And how was that playing back to that? Well, we could say it's a huge festival with a
It is
ton
a
of
huge
people.
festival,
How
yeah.
did you feel? Was it like the first time playing ever? Was it like going back or not?
I think it was beyond anything any of us could have expected, and it was very, very emotional. I mean, there were a lot of people there, and we didn't really know what to expect. And although we knew it was a big festival, we'd not experienced playing in front of an audience of that size before. Yeah, it was very special, and I think it will always hold a lot of memories for everybody in the band. It's like a, I don't know, like a massive turning point and something that was incredibly unexpected. But it was lovely.
Going back to what I said about 20 years, whatever. So you dropped out an album this year, the 5th of May, if I'm not wrong. In the 20 years, what has, I mean, a lot of things have changed for sure, but your sound has matured, you could say that, or
Have we? It's been 20
yeah.
years.
So how has that, I don't know, I mean, listening to the first things you did and what you have done now, it's there's a change, but there's also something that stays. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah. I think that's exactly it. We were conscious of wanting to retain the slow dive sound on this record. Obviously technology has moved on a lot in 20, I mean most of us have continued in music during that time anyway, so, but we wanted to retain our sound, but I think there are nods to Souvlaki and nods to Pygmalion in the new record, but, and also, you know, it is very present, and I think there are nods to our future, where we may go in the future with things, who knows, but it's a record that's married up, I think, everybody's expertise. Might sound a bit, but you know, everybody's experience and knowledge that they've kind of gained over 25 years of doing music.
Your last album is also self-titled, which, well, to notice, I don't know, it's funny because your first album wasn't self-titled. Is it like... No, we could say.
I think it's kind. Well, there were a couple of things. I think it's sort of like coming full circle because our first EP was self-titled.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm wrong.
Not
I'm
album. But okay. The first record we ever released was self-titled. So on the one hand, it seemed naturally correct that this new album, the first one in 22 years, should be self-titled. There was that side of it, and I think it fits. And it, but also, you know, we all try to think of, you know, what should we call this record? And the first thing I said was, I think it has to be eponymous. I don't think it should have a title, because titles kind of take on different meanings. I think can take, you know, and I don't think our album titles necessarily previously have that much deep meaning to them. Particularly, Souvlaki certainly doesn't. It was more of a joke title, you know, so it was I think just keeping it self-titled was
thank you. So you have also changed record label now to, well, of course, the other record label, let's say
disintegrated,
yeah, I'm sorry,
in 1995,
but now you're in Dream Oceans, which
Dead Oceans,
sorry. That's okay. And how is that? I mean, it's a different, of course, it's 2000 and, you started 2015, I'm sorry. It's a different feel, right? Like a different...
Yeah, Dead Oceans are a really good bunch of people. We spoke to a few labels. I think they just seemed like the right fit for Slow Dive. I mean, they're an independent label. They've got a lot of good bands on there. They're part of a bigger group of secretly Canadian. So there's quite the wider roster is quite big of the four record labels that are in there. And we just really like the people, and they love the record. They're really enthusiastic, and that's what you want from a record label. You want them to love your record. Because if people love your record, they will work that little bit harder for you, you know, and they've been great, and we've just met some really good people, and actually everywhere we've been that are involved in America and England, around Europe.
All right, that was my last question, and I guess you said about future plans, whatever might come, and yeah, thank you for your time. I hope you have a safe tour around Europe. Hope you come back to Switzerland someday.
I hope you do too, particularly when it's sunny. Snow might not be bad though.